refresh the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercies. Thank you for your presence and power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have done for us. Great things you are doing in our lives. And greater things you will do. Thank you for your will that is coming to pass in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up higher than where we used to be. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for making it difficult and impossible for the forces of darkness, the powers of hell, to succeed over us. Thank you for covering us with your spirit, with your wings, with your presence, such that we become secured and protected. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful for how you meet us at the point of our needs. We thank you for everything we need that you have supplied. You have not allowed us to be stranded of good things. You always bless us, even with things we do not ask you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness and commitment to us in this ministry. We thank you because every time we come here to seek you, to pray, and to ask things we need from you, you always respond. You always visit us. You always touch us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence that always manifests every time we come here to pray. We thank you for problems in our lives you have solved because of your faithfulness. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for a new beginning of greatness that have started in our lives. Thank you because this year shall produce unto us great and wonderful things we have never received before. Thank you, Father. We thank you because right here, right now, you are here with us. You are here among us, and you will answer our prayers, and you will bless us. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that you take over this prayer session. We have come to meet you and not any man. Therefore, Lord, let us see your power. Let us see your glory. Let us meet with you in a wonderful way, in such a way that that would transform our lives forever. Father, let us meet with you in that way, in that dimension tonight, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than our expectations. Take over this meeting. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Strengthen us to pray all the prayer points with faith and zeal and passion. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I know He is here and He will touch you and bless you. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer points. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, all to me. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voices in praise of your name. We lift our voices in praise of your name. Oh Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the works thy hands hath made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sing my soul, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great that. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. We are here again. We are here again, Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Jesus, you are here. Savior, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here, you are here for us, Jesus. Jesus, you are here, Savior, you are here, Holy Spirit, you are here, you are here for us. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. No one. I looked all around. I searched and searched. There's no one like Him. Home to the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Home to the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. We praise You, Jehovah. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be your name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. The God of Abraham, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Begin to worship Him, magnify Him, exalt Him, glorify Him, praise Him. Praise the Lord of hosts, praise the King of Israel. Praise the Rock of Ages. Praise the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battles. Praise Him with your voice. Praise Him with all your heart. Praise Him with everything within you. Praise Him. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, Ancient of Days, Mighty Deliverer, Mighty Healer, Mighty Savior. We praise You, Father. We worship You, Lord. Your throne is above all thrones. Your kingdom is above all kingdoms. Your name is above all names. We worship You, Lord. Your power is above all powers. Your greatness is over all. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Most High God, We worship you. Our restorer, we worship you. Our shepherd, we worship you. Our strength, we worship you. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We are so grateful for all that you have done in our lives. So grateful for all that you are doing right now. We are so grateful for all you are going to do. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him praises and worship and thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for loving me so much that you take care of me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for loving me so much that you help me, that you protect me, that you defend me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so much. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so much. Open your mouth and thank God like that. Thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for loving me so much that you help me, that you preserve me, that you protect me, that you bless me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so much. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your great love, your unfailing love toward my life, toward my marriage, toward my home, toward my destiny, toward my career. Thank you for your great love you have demonstrated toward me. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much that you help me. Thank you for loving me so much that you draw me closer unto yourself. Thank you for loving me so much that you touch me and visit me. Thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for your great love for my life. Thank you for your great love for my soul, for my spirit, for my body. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are going to thank God again. You're going to thank him for his continued faithfulness toward your life since childhood, even when you were not born again. For many of us, God has been watching over us, taking good care of us, even when we did not know him. From those days, we did not even know him. Since those days, we were unbelievers. God has been watching over us because he knew that one day we would know him and we would come to him and we would give our lives to him. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for your faithfulness you have shown me since my childhood till today. Thank you for how you have watched over my life. Thank you for how you have watched over my life since childhood till today. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, thank you for your continued faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness that you have demonstrated in my life since when I was a child. Even in those days, I was a sinner and an unbeliever. Thank you for how you were faithful from that time till today. Thank you for how you have watched over me. Thank you for how you have saved me from many death attacks. Thank you for how you have delivered me from many dangerous attacks from the enemy. Thank you for how you have helped me, even though in those times when I did not love you, even in those days when I was swimming in sins. Thank you for your mercy that you showed me in those days. And thank you for how you have continued to show me mercy till today. I believe you're thanking God like that. Thank God like that. Thank Him. Thank Him. Say, Lord, thank you for your continued favor in my life. Continuous favor. Continuous mercies. Continuous faithfulness. Continuous graciousness. Thank you for how you have been caring for me since when I was a child till this day. Thank you, Lord, because I don't even deserve all of that. But you did care for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God again. You're going to thank God that you are not foolish, that He did not allow you to be foolish. Yeah, He did not allow you to be a fool at this time. Yeah, the Bible told us from the scriptures how we will have too many fools in these last days. Have you read that in your Bible? That in the last days there will be more foolish people. There will be more fools. Yeah, and you will see that in Matthew 25. Where Jesus told us of two categories of people. I mean two categories of Christians. He said there were five wise virgins, five foolish virgins. So you're going to thank God that you are among those wise ones and not among the foolish ones. Yeah, you're not among those Christians that don't value God's presence. You're not among those Christians that don't value prayer and fasting. So you need to thank God that you are not among such Christians that don't value obeying God's commands. Yeah, you need to really thank God for that. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for helping me to not become a fool at this time. Yeah, because some Christians, they just pray and pray for some time, and if things don't go the way they want, they just forget prayer. And then they start looking for how to solve things by themselves, by their wisdom. That is foolishness. But you are not like that. Yeah. So you need to thank God that you are not like that. You are not a situational Christian or a circumstantial Christian. A Christian that is being controlled by situations and circumstances, such that when situations are going in your favor, that is when you attend programs, you attend church meetings, you pray. And when situations are not going the way you want, that is when you don't pray anymore. You don't seek God anymore. You don't fast anymore. Yeah. So you need to thank God that you are not like those Christians. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for helping me not to be a fool. Thank you because I am not a fool. Thank you for helping me to be wise in these last days. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. We have Christians that are being controlled by what people say or what people will say. And because of that, they made wrong choices and decisions. Those Christians are foolish. But thank God you are not like that. Thank God you are not like that. Because you are not living for the people. You are living for God. You are not being controlled by what people are saying. You are being controlled by the Holy Spirit. Thank God that you are not a fool at this time. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I thank you for helping me. Because it's not by your strength. It is God that has helped you to not be like those other Christians or believers. Say, Lord, thank you because I am not foolish. Thank you for helping me not to be a fool at this time. Thank you for helping me to be wise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, shine your light so greatly in my life and expose all darkness. You're going to say, Father, shine your light so greatly in my life, in my environment, and expose all darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, shine your light so greatly in my life. Shine your light so greatly in my life. Expose all darkness. Jesus Christ said that the eye of humans is the lamp. Is a lamp. So, yeah. And he said that if what you call light is darkness, he said, how great your darkness will be. Yeah, if what you call light is darkness, how great your darkness will be. Ask the Lord to shine his light in your life so that all darkness will be exposed, even the darkness you think is light, so that all of those darkness will be exposed. And you will be free. Yeah, because when you know the truth, then you will be free. But when you don't know the truth, then you will not be free. When what you call light is darkness, what you call the truth is false, then you will not be free. Say, Father, shine your light so greatly in my life and expose all darkness, including the darkness that I thought is light, including those darkness that I think they are light. Oh Lord, shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light. Expose all darkness. I believe you're passionate about this prayer. So Lord, shine your light in my spirit. Expose all the darkness there. Shine your light in my soul and expose all the darkness there. Shine your light in my mind. Shine your light in my body. Shine your light in my emotions, in my feelings, and expose all the darkness there. In the name of Jesus. Including the darkness that I thought or that I think is light. Oh Lord, shine your light and expose all of them to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Shine your light. Shine your light. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, Jesus said that your eyes is the lamp of your body. Your eyes is the lamp of your life. So if something is wrong with your life, with your eyes, then you will be in darkness. It's so certain that you will walk in darkness if something is wrong with your eyes. And here we are talking about the eyes of your heart. We are talking about the eyes of your spirit. We're talking about the eyes of your understanding. If something is wrong with that eyes, you cannot escape walking in darkness. You cannot escape living in darkness. Yeah. So sometimes God wants to correct our eyes before doing many other things we are asking Him to do in our lives. Sometimes you want to correct the eyes by which we see things. You want to change how you see things. You want to heal your spiritual eyes. He wants to revive your spiritual eyes. He wants to enlighten your spiritual eyes or open your spiritual eyes, as many of you always pray. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, correct everything that is wrong in my eyes. I don't want to walk in darkness. I don't want to live in darkness. You're going to say, Father, correct everything that is wrong in my eyes, in the eyes of my heart, in the eyes of my understanding, the eyes of my reasoning, the eyes of my interpretation, the eyes by which I interpret things. Oh Lord, correct everything that is wrong. Correct everything that is wrong in my eyes. I'll begin to pray like that. And correct everything that is wrong in my eyes. I don't want to walk in darkness. I don't want to live in darkness. I don't want to walk in darkness. Oh Lord, correct everything that is wrong with my eyes. Correct everything that is wrong with the eyes of my understanding. Correct everything that is wrong with the eyes of my heart. Correct everything that is wrong with the eyes of my soul, with the eyes of my spirit, with the eyes of my reasoning, with the eyes of my interpretation of things. Oh Lord, correct everything that is wrong in my eyes. For I don't want to walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus, correct my eyes. Correct my eyes. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, correct everything that is wrong in the eyes of my heart. Correct everything that is wrong in the eyes of my soul. Correct everything that is wrong in the eyes of my spirit. Correct everything that is wrong in the eyes of my understanding. Because I don't want to walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I have said it several times during our prayer sessions that many Christians are ungrateful to God because something is wrong with their eyes. Many Christians are ungrateful to God. They are not thankful. Because all they are seeing is what God is not doing. What God is not doing for them. That's all they could see. Yeah, they could not see what God is doing and what God has done. And in fact, they could not even understand that the things God is doing in their life, if God isn't doing those things, that their lives will be far worse than they could imagine. So they could not understand that. That the things God is doing in their lives that they don't see presently, if God wasn't doing those things, their situations would have been far worse than they could imagine. Yeah, but because something is wrong with their eyes, so all they are saying is what God has not yet done, what God has not yet given to me. And because of that, they became ungrateful to God. I believe they are not like that. Yeah, so because I used to be like that. Yeah, until I became wise, until God corrected my eyes, I now begin to see how much God is doing in my life. And I begin to say, wow, so God is really helping me like this, and I did not know. So God has really been helping me and blessing me, and I did not know. And I was like, I was always thinking of what God is not doing, whereas God has been doing so much. Yeah, because something was wrong with my eyes at that time. So my question is something not wrong with your eyes? Is your eyes all right? Are you seeing your life the way you should see it? Are you seeing your situation the way you should see them? So you're going to pray that prayer again. This thing is affecting many Christians. We can't pray. Many Christians could not pray the way they should pray because something is wrong with the eyes of their understanding. They could not trust God the way they should trust God because something is wrong with their eyes. Therefore, you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, touch my eyes. Heal everything that has been damaged in my eyes. Heal everything deception I've damaged, falsehood I've damaged, ignorance I've damaged, everything darkness I've damaged in my eyes. Oh Lord, touch my eyes and heal my eyes in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, some of you don't even need anything. All the things you think you need, you don't even need them. If only you can see your life the way God wants you to see it. Many of the things you are even asking God for, you don't even need them. You are asking because you don't understand your life. You don't understand your calling. You don't understand your destiny. That is why you are busy asking for things that you don't even need. Things you should not even be asking for. Because you are seeing your life differently. You're not seeing your life the way you should see it. That is why you feel God is unfair or God is not doing well. Whereas God has done too much for you. Ask God to heal your eyes. Ask God to heal your eyes. Say, oh Lord, touch my eyes. Heal my eyes. Heal the eyes of my understanding. Help me to begin to see my life the way I should see it. Help me to begin to see myself the way I should see myself. Help me, Father, to see my calling, my destiny, the way I should see it. Heal my eyes, O Lord. Everything that deception have damaged in my eyes, touch my eyes and heal them. Every damage deception have caused to my eyes, O Lord, touch my eyes and heal them. Every damage falsehood have caused to my eyes, oh Lord, touch my eyes and heal them. Every damage ignorance I've caused, every damage false teachings I've caused to my eyes, to the eyes of my reasoning, to the eyes of my understanding, to the eyes of my soul, to the eyes of my spirit, oh Lord, touch my eyes now and heal my eyes. In the name of Jesus, heal my eyes. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The verse I am looking at is Matthew 6 verse 22 and 23. Matthew 6 verse 22 and verse 23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Yeah, how great is that darkness? You know, sometimes many of us, we are the source of our problems. It's not even Satan. It's not demons. It's not witchcraft. Yeah, many times we are the source of our darkness. We are the source of our problems. We are the source of our limitations. We are the source of our stagnation, our delays. Yeah, many times we are the source. Yeah, because our high is bad. Yeah, Jesus said, he said, if thine high be evil, how great. Oh, okay. He said, your whole body shall be full of darkness. Yeah. If your high is evil. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Yeah. I don't know how you might have been the source of your own limitations. I don't know how you might have been the source of your troubles. Yeah. But you're going to ask God to help you. Now you might be asking, is it possible for a man to be the source of his problems? Yes. Yeah, let me give you an example. The Holy Spirit is telling you to fast and pray and study the Word of God and meditate on the Word of God. You know, whereas the Holy Spirit has hidden the solution you need, the solution you are looking for, the Holy Spirit has hidden it inside that fasting He's asking you to do, inside that prayer, inside that Bible study and meditation He's asking you to do. And then you just sit down doing nothing. Yeah, you know the Holy Spirit wanted to do something. Yeah, and then you did not do it. Maybe you are waiting for a prophet to come and tell you that thing the Holy Spirit that thing the Holy Spirit is telling you to do is what will liberate your destiny. Yeah. And then you just sit down. You did not do it. And then you are still saying, I trust God for breakthrough. Whereas God already put the breakthrough inside what He's telling you to do that you are not doing. Can you see how a man can be the source of his limitations? That is just an example. Yeah. Of how a man can be the source of his problems and limitations. So I don't know how you might have been the source of your limitations. I don't know how you might have been the source of the darkness in your life. Yeah, or maybe there's an habit, there's an attitude. The Holy Spirit is telling you to stop. And then you are not stopping the habit. You're not stopping the attitude. And then you are saying, oh God, release my breakthrough. Whereas your breakthrough is in stopping that habit, stopping that attitude. Yeah. So I don't know if you are seeing what I'm showing you. So those are practical ways how people are the source of their problems, and they don't know, and yet they keep going from one man of God to another man of God, from one prayer house to another prayer house, from one church to another church, looking for solutions that is not there. Because the solution is in them doing what they have refused to do. Yeah, so that is why everywhere they go, they still did not find solution. Yeah. So you are going to pray. I don't know how you might have been the source of the darkness in your life. So therefore, you are going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy. Show me mercy. And take away from me everything I am doing that is multiplying darkness in my life. So now deliver me from whatsoever I am doing that is multiplying limitations in my life, multiplying troubles in my life. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Deliver me. Deliver me. Oh, begin to pray like that. Heshtende hide tegelawala. Nehishtene tasu zabashta. Dihondra haketajilala. Deliver me, Jesus. Deliver me, Jesus. Deliver me, Jesus. From whatsoever I do, whatsoever I am doing, that is multiplying darkness in my life. Whatsoever thing I do, that is multiplying stagnation in my life, multiplying poverty in my life. Oh Lord, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to be the source of my darkness. I don't want to be the source of my limitations. I don't want to be the source of my stagnation and delays. Holy Spirit, deliver me. I don't know if you are serious about this prayer. So Holy Spirit, deliver me from whatsoever I do, from whatsoever I am doing, that is multiplying my troubles, multiplying my problems, multiplying my limitations, multiplying my sorrows. Holy Spirit, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, Nihishte ete shobandishaleya. Holy Spirit, deliver me. Oh Lord, deliver me by your mercy. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. In the name of Jesus, every attitude in my life, character in my life, behavior in my life, lifestyle in my life that is multiplying limitations, multiplying suffering and poverty and lack. Holy Spirit, deliver me from them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord also make me understand how your eyes can make you choose wrong people. How your eyes can make you link up with wrong people. People that you should not be connected to. Yeah, because you are not seeing those people the way you should see them. Yeah, for instance, we have some brethren whose eyes is so full of lust. Yeah, so what is attracting them to other people is the lust of the eyes that is attracting them to other people. Yeah. So there are some things they will see in people that will make them to start running after those people. Yeah, I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah, so your eyes will determine the kind of people you'll be attracted to, or the kind of people that will look attractive to you. Your eyes will determine what you will find attractive. Yeah. So if your eyes is so full of lust and worldly things, you will always be attracted to the same, to people who are full of lust and worldliness, because your eyes is full of those things. Yeah. But if your eyes is full of godliness and purity, yeah, and righteousness, you'll be attracted to people who have those things in them, who have similar things in them. Yeah, so that is how it work. Yeah, so if you are complaining that I don't know why the people in my life, why they are so full of betrayal, maybe it's because something is wrong with your eyes. Maybe you should not trust the people you are trusting. Or maybe you shouldn't have trusted the people you trust. Yeah, if your eyes have seen well, or if your eyes is all right. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You will see some Christian brothers. They're always looking for some women, some ladies, yeah, that are full of lust. They are never attracted to ladies that have righteousness in them. They are never attracted to ladies that have, or women that have holiness in them, and women that have fear of God in them. They are never attracted to those people. They are always attracted to those women that have lust and lies, deception, hypocrisy. Why? Because that is what their eyes is full of. Yeah, so what your eyes is full of is what you attract into your life. Yeah, and it is those kind of people you will attract into your life. I mean, you attract people that have those things that is in your eyes. Yeah, you will attract those people into your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head again. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, do a surgery on my eyes and remove every darkness there. Do a surgery on my eyes. Remove every pollution, every corruption, every greed, materialism, worldliness, pride, lust. Remove all of these things, Lord, so that I can attract good things and good people into my life, so that my life can attract good things, righteous things, and righteous people. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Le jihate sa sashtegala and dekto jinebala. Oh Lord, do a surgery on my eyes. Do a surgery on my eyes. Why should your eyes be full of fornication and adultery? Why should your eyes be full of love of money? Why should your eyes be full of corruption, pollution, deception? So, oh Lord, do a surgery on my eyes. Remove everything that is dark there. I want to attract good things into my life. I want to attract good people into my life. I want to attract things that are of the light into my life. I don't want to attract things that are of darkness. Oh Lord, do surgery on my eyes. Do surgery on my eyes. Take away all darkness that is there. Take away lust that is there. Take away greed. Take away corruption. Take away hypocrisy, deception, lies. Take away all darkness in the name of Jesus, so that my life can attract good things and good people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, when we talk about eyes, we do not only mean vision, though vision is part of it. But we do not only mean vision. Knowledge is part of your eyes. Your knowledge is part of your eyes. yeah, your reasoning is part of your eyes. Your understanding is part of your eyes. That is why the Bible talks about the eyes of your understanding. Yeah. So which means your understanding is also a high, is an high. Your knowledge is an high. Your wisdom is an high. Your reasoning is an high. Yeah. So if you have been taught wrong, then something is wrong with your eyes. Yeah. If you have been taught wrongly, so if there are some false teachings you have believed, whether consciously or unconsciously, if there are some false knowledge about God, false knowledge about the realities of God, if you have believed those knowledge, your eyes will be affected. Even if you have been taught some principles of life by your parents that are not according to the principles of God's kingdom, those things your parents taught you has affected your eyes. Yeah. Or those things your community taught you, or your country, those ideas your country has made you to believe. So those ideas has affected your eyes. So we have Christians that up to today, God cannot show them some things because of the wrong knowledge that is in them. So that is why they can't see some new revelations, because of some wrong knowledge that has been impacted into their mind and soul. So you are going to pray. Maybe there's a revelation God should have shown you by now, but there's a wrong knowledge in you that is keeping that revelation away from you. Maybe there is a vision, there's a dream you should have seen by now, but because there's a wrong doctrine, a wrong teaching in your mind, in your soul, and that is why you have not seen those revelations and dreams. So therefore, you're going to pray. Now you're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, remove from my soul and mind every knowledge, an idea, and teaching, and doctrine that is blocking your knowledge, your revelation from coming to me. Oh Lord, remove such knowledge right now. Every knowledge in me, teaching, doctrine, idea, belief in me, that is keeping your own knowledge away from me, keeping your revelations away from me. Oh Lord, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Remove them now. Doctrines, teaching, knowledge, ideas in me that is keeping the revelations of God far from me, that is keeping the faith of God away from my heart. Oh Lord, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, remove them from my mind. Remove them from my soul. In the name of Jesus, every belief system, every ideology, every culture, way of life, that is in me, that is keeping God's revelations far from me. Oh Lord, remove them now from me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I want you to quickly pray this prayer. I want you to quickly pray some prayers before we go back to the issue of the eyes. Raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God descend upon the realms of darkness that are behind my captivity. Let the hunger of God descend upon the realms of darkness that are behind my limitations and captivities, and waste them all. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God descend upon realms of darkness that are behind my captivities, behind my oppressions, behind my limitations. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, realms of darkness, realms of witchcraft, behind my sufferings, behind my stagnations, be consumed by the hunger of God. Be consumed by the hunger of God. In the name of Jesus. Lihishte gatash tenhada. Mahandoshte natash gnea. Be consumed by the hunger of God. Thank you, Lord. Realms of darkness behind my sickness. Realms of darkness behind my weakness, my sickness, my infirmities, my weakness. Let the hunger of God consume them all. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, realms of darkness behind my poverty and lack and suffering. Right now, let the hunger of God fall upon them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You need to understand that there are territorial gates of darkness that monitors the entrance of good things into territories or environments. Yeah. So look at it this way, that in the environment you are living, in the location you are living, that there are territorial gates of darkness. And there is a territorial demon in front of that gate, monitoring the entrance of good things. So somehow they know when good things are coming even before you get them. And if you're not prayerful enough, they are able to stop those good things, since they have seen it first before you. They're able to stop it before it reaches you. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy territorial gates and territorial demons blocking the entrance of good things into my life. You're going to say, let the hunger of God destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy territorial gates of darkness and territorial demons blocking the entrance of good things into my life, blocking the entrance of blessings into my life, blocking the entrance of favors into my life, promotion, breakthroughs, opportunities. Let the anger of God waste them right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy them. Territorial gates, territorial demons, blocking the entrance of riches and wealth into my life. Anger of God, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, territorial gates, territorial demons, blocking the entrance of favor, the entrance of breakthroughs, progress, elevation into my life. Be consumed by the anger of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. Now, don't think or don't believe that all dreams are from God. Some dreams are from the devil. And do you also know that devil can show you a dream and make it look like it's from God? Do you know that? Devil can show you visions and make it look like it's from God. In fact, it will make it look exactly like the way God also gives you visions and dreams. Yeah, the kingdom of darkness, they do that a lot. Yeah, so you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God envelop my spirit from receiving visions and dreams from darkness, from Satan, from the kingdom of darkness. You're going to say, let the fire of God envelop my spirit. Let the fire of God shield my spirit from getting visions and dreams that are not of God. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. If you believe, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God shield my spirit. Let the fire of God shield my soul. Let the fire of God shield my mind from getting visions and dreams that are not from God. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God envelop my spirit from receiving visions and dreams that are not from the kingdom of God, that are not from the Holy Spirit, that are not from the Lord Jesus. Let the fire of God shield my spirit in the name of Jesus. Visions and dreams that are not of the light, that are not of the truth, let the fire of God stop them from entering into my spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray, and you're still going to keep your right hand on your head as you pray this prayer. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from me, from within my life, every attack of the enemy that have succeeded in my life. Every attack of the enemy that have prevailed in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them, remove them. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. The dekish tena tashda, mahasash tegala, tena deshida, visusialush tena tashda, mahashda ande tegeda dijala. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove every attack that have succeeded in my life. Every attack of darkness, every attack of witchcraft, every attack from hell that have succeeded in my spirit, that have succeeded in my soul, that have succeeded in my body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. Uproot them. In the name of Jesus. restore me. Restore me to the state I was before the attack. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove such attacks from my life. In the name of Jesus, every attack from the marine kingdom, every attack from marine spirits, every attack from witchcraft spirits, serpentine spirits that have succeeded in my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. Nihishte tetubahandushiblea. Remove them. Remove them. Thank you, Lord. Remove them from my body. Remove them from my soul. Remove them from my spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive every opportunity that the enemy I've blocked from entering into my life. I receive them now. I command them to come into my life. Every opportunity that the enemy have blocked from reaching me, I command them to enter into my life now. In the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every opportunity that the enemy has blocked from entering into my life, I command them to enter into my life now. In the name of Jesus, every opportunity of greatness, opportunity that will lead me into greatness, opportunity that will make my life better than the way it is now, every opportunity that would lift up my life, that the enemy have blocked from reaching me, I command them to come now. I command them to enter into my life now. In the name of Jesus, every opportunity that God has sent into my life, that have been blocked by Satan, blocked by darkness, I command them to enter into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God destroy every darkness, turning my helpers against me. Every darkness turning the helpers of my destiny against me. Let the judgment of God destroy that darkness. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God destroy every darkness, turning the mind and hearts of my helpers against me. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God destroy them. Let the judgment of God destroy them. Let the judgment of God destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Nihisha de Kapashina Nebala. Hendektobandri Jesus here. Leleshineke Tashda. Mahashtana Hashtini Jesus here. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, let the judgment of God destroy every darkness turning the hearts and minds of the helpers of my destiny against me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray the last prayer point before I go back to where I was coming from. Yeah. You're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every attack of darkness on my ability to take care of my family. Yeah, or on the ability of my responsibility. Yeah, maybe we should put it like that. Like what is making you to be able to carry out certain responsibilities? Yeah, especially financial responsibilities. Maybe you can call it the source of your income or whatever. So every attack on your ability to take responsibilities, to perform responsibilities. Yeah, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every attack of darkness on my ability to take responsibilities, on my ability to perform duties, financial duties, financial responsibilities. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every attack of darkness, every attack of witchcraft on the ability, on my ability to take responsibilities, to take financial responsibilities. to perform financial responsibilities. Destroy them all. Destroy social ties. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every attack of darkness on my ability to take financial responsibilities right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. So we are coming back to the issues of the eyes. Yeah, the issues of your eyes. I'm still going to read Matthew 6, verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If therefore thine eye be single. So what does it mean? For your eye to be single. What does it mean? For your eye to be single. Yeah, you know, there was a time I was teaching on purity. Yeah, and I said purity has a lot to do with singularity. Purity has a lot to do with you conforming to just one thing. Yeah, I said that before I used to I used to think purity is about getting rid of pollution. Getting rid of pollution or uncleanness. Yeah, but later I realized that purity is about conforming to just one thing. Yeah. Is about a singularity. Yeah. Like for instance, a gold is pure because it is only gold that is there. When you hold gold, it is only gold. Yeah, that is there. That is why it is pure. Yeah. So there is no other there is no other metal or there is no other thing inside that gold. It is just only gold. So when gold have been taken through, when the raw gold have been taken through the fire, what the fire is doing is that the fire is destroying everything that is not gold. Yeah, the gold passed through the fire so that everything that is not gold can be taken away. All the impurities can be taken away until we have only gold. Yeah. So when we have only gold, or once we have only gold, that is when that gold is pure. Yeah, that is when it is pure. Yeah, so the same thing with you as a Christian. Your purity is not about I've been able to get rid of some things in my life. I no longer have pride. I no longer have anger. I no longer have bitterness. I no longer have unforgiveness. Yeah, so I'm trying. I no longer have lust. I've been able to remove many things from my life. That is not the definition of our purity as Christians. That is not the description of our purity. So it's not about things that you no longer have in you. It's about the fact that when God looks at your life, God is just only one thing. And everything that is against that one thing is no more. That is what purity is all about. And then you might be asking, what is that just one thing that must be in my life? We already see it in the scripture. That is Jesus. Yeah. The life of Jesus. So you are pure. When God look at you and he sees only the lifestyle of Jesus, only the life of Jesus, and every other thing that is against that life is not there anymore. That is when you are pure. Yeah, it's not about you counting some things that is not in you. And you say you are trying. That is not purity. So you are not pure until every other thing that cannot be found in Jesus can no longer be found in you. Yeah. So it is until every other thing that cannot be found in Jesus can no longer be found in you. That is when you are pure. Yeah. That is when you are pure. So now, this scripture says that if your eye is single, a translation says, if your eye is healthy, if your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. Yeah. Your eye is healthy when it is pure. I'm talking about what Jesus is really talking about there, because Jesus is teaching in a maybe idiomatic way or in a figurative way. Yeah, that's the word. Jesus is teaching in that place in a figurative manner. So the eye he's talking about there is not that you go to the doctor, to the eye doctor, and the doctor says your eye is good, your eye is healthy. That's not what Jesus is talking about there. He's talking about your other eye. That's to do with your heart, your soul, your spirit, your mind. Yeah, that is what he's talking about there. So he said, if that eye is pure, if that eye is healthy, that your life will be full of light. So you're going to pray. How strong is your purity? That will determine how strong your knowledge of God will be, your understanding will be. Yeah. That will determine how strong your discernment will be. The stronger your purity, the stronger your spiritual discernment. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want purity in my life, in my heart. I want to be conformed to just one thing. I want to stand for just one thing. Oh Lord, help me to be pure. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I want to be pure in my inward path. Help me, O Lord. I want to be pure. I want to stand for Jesus, for just Jesus. I want to live only the life of Jesus. I want to be confirmed to the standard of Jesus, to the standard of the Word of God, to the standard of the truth. Oh Lord, I want to be pure. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. I want to be pure. I want no other lifestyle to be found in me except the lifestyle of Jesus Christ. I want no other nature to be found in me except the nature of Jesus Christ. Help me to be pure so that my life can be full of light. Help me to be pure so that my eyes can be pure. Help me to be pure so that my life can be full of light and not darkness. The greater your purity, the greater your light will be. Say, Lord, help me to be pure in my heart. The Bible says that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You can't see God until you are pure. You can't see God. You can't know God. If you can't see God, then you can't know God until you are pure. Ask God to help you to be pure. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray three more prayer points, and then I will round off the session. In verse 23, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Some of you are parents and you can't even see what the devil is planning for your children. You are so blind that you can't even see the dangers the enemy have planted into the future of your children. Yeah, that is wrong. Yeah. So any position God has put you where you are able to lead is a position to be able to see ahead of others, to be able to know ahead of others, so that you'll be able to correct the people God has put under your care, under your leadership. Yeah. So that is why you are a parent. You're supposed to see what the enemy is doing concerning your children, concerning your grandchildren. That is why you are a parent. Yeah. So you're supposed to see the activities of the enemy going on and how to stop them. In your family, you're supposed to see. So if you're a child in your family, so let's say you're not a parent, you are born again, you are saved, so that you can see ahead of the others in your family, and so that you can know the mind of God for them. But it's painful that we have Christians that are even going to the unbelievers in the family asking for directions. You are the believer in the family and you are going to the unbelievers in the family asking for directions, when you should be the one giving them directions. You should be the one telling them the way to follow, since they are in darkness. And then you are the one going to them asking for wisdom. That is wrong. That is a failure. I tell you the truth. It's a failure. They are the ones to be coming to you because they are in darkness, you are in the light. And you see what they are not seeing. They are the ones that should be coming to you for direction, and you are now the one seeking for counsel from them. That is very wrong. So you're going to pray. So I believe God has put you in a position to see the future, to see ahead. The Bible told us that when the Holy Spirit shall come, He shall show us things to come. Things to come. So God has put you in the position to know what others don't know, to see what others don't see. Yes, you know, such that they begin to look at your light for direction. You're going to pray. I don't know if you're in that position. Even though that God has put you there, but you are not there. Or you are there, I don't know. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put me in the realm of light. From where I'm able to shine light into the lives of others. You can say, Father, put me in the realm of light, in the realm of your light. From where I'm able to shine light into the lives of others. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, put me in the realm of light. Put me in the realm of light. From where I'm able to dispel the darkness in the lives of others. Put me in the realm of light from where I'm able to expose the darkness in the life of others. Put me in the realm of light from where I'm able to shine light into the lives of others. Oh Lord, put me in that realm. In the name of Jesus. Put me in that realm. Put me in that realm. Put me in that realm. In the name of Jesus. Put me in the realm of light. From where I'm able to shine light into the life of others, such that others can, through my light, move forward to fulfill their destinies, such that others can, through my light, be free. Oh Lord, put me in that realm of light. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Our Satan is always very hungry. If he discovers that you know how to remain in the light. If he discovers that you are walking in the light and you're not coming out of the light, he's always very angry. Yeah, because he knows that you'll be a threat to all of his operations and activities, because you immediately know everything he's doing and you'll be able to stop him because you are in the light. So when we are in the light, we will be able to know everything the devil is doing and we'll be able to stop him. Yeah. So you're going to pray. The question is, do you know everything that the devil is doing in your life? Everything that the devil is doing against you, do you really know them? Yeah. And have you stopped him? Have you overcome him? Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make my life so strong such that it exposes everything the enemy is doing in my life, in my environment. Make my light so strong such that it can discern and know everything darkness is doing around me, in my environment, and be able to stop that which darkness is doing. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, make my light so strong. Father, make my light so strong that it is able to discern every operation of darkness, every activity of hell, every activity of witchcraft, every activity of demons. Make my light so strong to be able to discern and know everything the enemy is doing against me, everything the enemy is doing in my environment, and to be able to stop them all and conquer them all. In the name of Jesus, make my light strong enough. When your light is strong enough, you don't need to be assuming or suspecting. I think that person is a witch. I think that person is the one fighting me. I think a demon is there. I assume a devil is walking there. When your light is strong, you will not assume. You will know what is going on. You will know what the enemy is doing. Help me, Father. Help my light to be strong enough to know all that the enemy is doing against my life and to be able to stop them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray Yeah. You know, there's a lot that we don't even know about God. And we don't know them because we don't care to know. That's one of the foolishness I talked about during, I mean, when we started the prayer session. Yeah. There's a lot Christians don't know about Christ, about God. And they don't know because they don't want to know. They don't care to know. Yeah. So the more of God you have learned, the stronger your light will be, the sharper your eyes will be. But now, if you only have learned little of God, then it is easy for you to be deceived by darkness. So you're going to pray. There is so much you don't know. So much Christians don't know. So much the church don't know. You're going to say, Father, I want to learn you. Teach me you. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I want to learn you. Teach me you. Teach me you. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to learn you. I want to learn you. Your personality. Your nature. Your ways. Your life. Your standards. I want to learn you. I want to learn the things you love. I want to learn the things you hate. I want to learn the things that make you happy. I want to learn the things that make you hungry. I want to learn you. Teach me you. Now, if you really learn God, you'll be able to move the hand of God. Because you know him. You know what to do that will make him move and do wonders. Yeah. If you know him. Yeah, so it's only those people that know God that controls the world. How much have you learned? All these years, you're a Christian. How much of God have you learned? How much do you know him? So now teach me you. Your wisdom. Your love. Your lifestyle. Your mind. Your personality, your nature, your heart, your grace, your mercy, your power. Teach me you. I want to learn you. Thank you, Father. Teach me you, Lord. I want to learn you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I raise up your right hand as I pray for you now. Our Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your blessings and helps we have received. Thank you for your grace that is working in our lives and working among us. Thank you for your power that is performing your will in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be called by your name. We thank you for the privilege to be saved from darkness, especially the darkness of sin, into your light, into your kingdom. Thank you for saving our souls. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the prayers you have made us to pray during this prayer session. And we thank you because you have answered them all. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you shine your light upon everyone here, and that you make your light enter into every part of their lives and begin to expose darkness and destroy darkness, even the works of darkness. Oh Lord, by your light, do this now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that very shortly great things shall emerge from your life. In the name of Jesus. Very shortly, great things, mighty things, signs and wonders, great blessings, great riches, great wealth shall come forth from your life. In the name of Jesus, in those places that appear so dry and unfruitful, I decree that fruitfulness and abundance shall come out of those places into your hands in the name of Jesus. The things that appears not to be working anymore in your life, even though they were walking before, I pray for you, because you believe, they shall now begin to walk. In the name of Jesus, your life shall move forward. In the name of Jesus, you shall so much move forward that even the people that have mocked you and despised you shall be shocked in the name of Jesus, because you shall break limits. All the limits the enemy have set on your path, thinking and saying that you can't pass those limits. In this year, even very shortly, you shall break those limits in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord shall be upon you, and the grace of the Lord shall do real miracles in your life in this season, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.